Today we peep into modeling business, which few years ago was just glamour and pocket money that attracted youngsters. But today, it has become lucrative enough and too demanding to be a part-time affair. The celebrities of today, inspiration for thousands of youngsters who would give anything to be in their shoes. In just about a decade, modeling in India has come a long way from the time when skimpy clothes raised eyebrows. And this boom in modeling can be credited to the multinational companies who came to India in the 1990s. Today, the companies spend nearly $1,500 million a year to have good-looking faces endorse their products.
Modeling industry has become an industry. Earlier it was just like, you know, a hobby with most people. Now it is, you can say I am a model, and that means it is a profession. It's not, you know, something that you do on the side or to get more money. It's become far more serious business. People regard models differently. There's a certain amount of respect that's come into it. Or earlier it used to be looked down upon, you know, when you young girls used to get into modeling, their parents used to hold them back.
It is the hardest work. After all, it is not easy to smile on the camera and strike poses every minute for hours. But the outcome of such exhausting work can be glamour, fame, and quite a fortune. As a profession, modeling may look ephemeral, only for the young. But when fame and fortune come calling, who cares?
And of course, you have these models going into films now or serials, and, you know, branching off from modeling. A lot of people use modeling only as a platform. A lot of girls who come in aren't really interested in the modeling. They just want to get noticed. They branch off into your serials and your emceeing and a lot of such other activities.
Umpteen number of music videos churned out every day provide a happy alternative. Most of the Indian models head for the music videos and finally for a career in the film industry. Only a handful are enabled to make a transition from the domestic ramp to the international one. While India has been doing handsomely in the beauty pageants, modeling is a different story altogether.
I think our Indian body type is not really conforming entirely to the international look that's on at the moment. Earlier there was a well-rounded look. If you go back to Cindy Crawford days, there was a slightly more well-rounded look. Just now the look is thin, you know, thin, and this whole almost anorexic look, which I think just now the body type doesn't really match. But I think our Indian girls have a lot of potential. They need to stick it out abroad, you know.
This glitz and glamour is just a veneer for the cutthroat competition that the industry goes through. Youngsters joining the field are a dime a dozen, but only a few are able to make it. Prasad Sanyal with Poonam Dagar, ANI.